It is 23 minutes past 12 o'clock, and it is my pleasure to welcome to these microphones longtime guest now here on Excursions, a great presence on these airwaves and a great presence in the land in this region. She's the executive director, is that right, of
Indeed. The
Tecumseh Land Trust. Welcome, Krista McGaugh.
It is always so nice to be with you, Nikki. What fun. And in your new headquarters.
I know, isn't this so nice?
Wide open spaces, just like I like, you know?
Plenty of elbow room in here.
This is excellent.
It is so nice. This is because of the years and years of people in the community in the Miami Valley believing in what we're doing.
Yep.
The university making a big investment in our future and our belief in the ability for us to be a good steward of these airwaves, which sort of makes us, you and me, in the same kind of business.
Honest to Pete, taking care of our local resources, you know, building on them and celebrating them. This auction coming up is definitely a nice celebration. What we do is pretty basic. I think a lot of your listeners know, but we help landowners that want to protect their farm or natural lands, just basically keeping them available for agriculture, for good forestry practices, for just natural habitat. Mm-hmm. And water protection is a pretty big theme of ours, too. So we've protected about 28 stream miles now in around 23,000 acres of land.
The silent auction gets underway a week from Friday. That'll be Friday, September 21st.
Right.
And that's at the Hollenbeck Bailey Creative Arts Center. And that's basically just in the heart of Springfield there.
Right, downtown, next to the Kuss Auditorium. I think some people haven't actually been there yet, but
beautiful facility.
Right in the middle of what's going on in downtown Springfield. Things are really coming together. That hospital's up and running down there now. And we like to have this event right there downtown because we're known for protecting the countryside, but reviving that downtown landscape, that urban environment is such an important complement to what we do. And so every year we have it downtown and we see what's going on, what the progress is like, and it really beautiful park spaces down there now too.
It's true.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So we're really looking forward to it again. And, you know, of course the crowd reflects our variotous membership and supporters, people from the city, the country, Yellow Springs, Dayton. It's just a nice chance for people to get together about, you know, a common issue. Every penny they put on every auction item is going to go towards our saving land. It's what keeps us available to do this work.
Of course, these items are donated from just a wide, vast cross-section of people in the community.
Huge, huge. And we have so many people who are so knowledgeable, who share their knowledge, their collections. Once again, we're going to have Dave Newhart sharing his Civil War collection. And giving a tour of Whitehall Farm. That's one of the bigger farms that we have protected
and
was
right.
A big community effort back in 1999.
I remember that just after I got here, I still remember thinking about that. I just arrived after that occurrence. I remember thinking, wow, this community is kind of special.
Honestly, me too. I had just moved here and I wasn't yet working for the land trust. And I was taken by storm. I had friends from all over the country calling me up because it was getting national. Headlines about the amazing effort that came together, and it succeeded.
This land not from being busted up and turned into divisions, and there was a sort of a spirit of let's keep the wild flavor, the natural flavor to this place where we live, and you're carrying that on. Tell us, first of all, if people would like to find out a little bit more about this, you can go to TecumsehLandTrust.org. That's the main page there, and there's a link to information about getting tickets and to some of the items that are donated. Again, that's TecumsehLandTrust.org. .org, not com, .org. It's like WISO, non-profit effort here.
Right.
And tell us a little bit, though, about the founding of the Tecumseh Land Trust and the mission of this great collaborative.
Well, basically, Land Trust began to really become known in the, say, 20, 30 years ago nationwide. There were different pots of government money here and there to protect open space, but really not since the national parks has there been a really coherent sort of nationwide effort that's come together to protect land and to continually protect land. Reagan deregulated a lot of the monies that had been out there to purchase open space. And so people actually around Yellow Springs, Miami Township here in Greene County, came together seeing that the government wasn't exactly doing this job. There may be a role
for cracks here.
Yeah, private citizens to take the ball on this. And around that time, the Land Trust Alliance was forming nationwide, and it's kind of our trade organization that offers training. They have a series of standards and practices that ultimately form the backbone of an accreditation program. And I'm proud to say we were the first land trust in Ohio to become accredited.
Yay! Yeehaw!
And it was a lot of work, actually, to make sure we had our records really spit spot. Thanks, however, to our wonderful board, including two attorneys who have donated just thousands of hours of time. We had good meeting minutes. We had good evidence that we make decisions ethically. It is a marvelous board. We've got 18 members right now. We tried
to big board.
It's a big board and a working board. Our committees do a lot of work. We want to have a good geographic representation as well as professional variety and definitely that town and country kind of mix. We've got people who are gardeners. We've got people who are farmers farming thousands of acres in some cases. We just love that mix of people. And I'm kind of always tickled by the idea that this is a theme that unites people. They are not making any more land. Our most recent bumper sticker says asphalt is the last crop. You know, it's mighty hard to break up that asphalt.
Wow.
So we work voluntarily with landowners, and the number of landowners who really, really want help to protect their land for a big variety of reasons, you know, is just astounding. So a lot of what we do is try to help find monies to help those landowners make this possible. Maybe they can use some money to pass on to non-farm heirs. Maybe they need to pay off debt. One of our newest board members, I was just talking to Wayne a little bit about this morning, actually bought her brother out, who was really hoping to develop their family farm close to South Charleston in Clark County. And she said, is there any way you can help me? And this started like 8 or so years ago that this lady had read about us, was interested. And it was a little hard to find quite the funding combination. As it worked out, though, she has the Lisbon Fork of the Little Miami crossing her property. And the Little Miami's always really been, you know, something that we care a lot about. It's really integral to our whole area, to this whole valley, you know. And we were able to help her, and she was able to pay down the debt that she'd taken on to buy out her brother. And she also was able to buy the farmhouse back that had been sold off and lives there on the farm now.
We're talking with Kristen McGaw, who is the executive director of the Tecumseh Land Trust, their annual silent auction, and it's a big deal. Really, it's one of the finest silent auctions I've ever attended. It gets underway a week from Friday. That'll be September 21st at the
Hollenbeck. Yeah.
I always want to say Haley in there. It's Hollenbeck Bailey Creative Arts Center, right next to the Coase Auditorium in the heart of downtown Springfield. You can find out more information and get some tickets there at TecumsehLandTrust.org. You know, I think everybody cares about the region that they live in, but we've had the luck, the wherewithal to have not just the concern and the notion and the sensitivity, but also the people that are dedicated to putting the structures in place to protect that. So
it's really wonderful.
Another reason to love the Miami Valley.
Honestly, it's so great. One of the biggest projects I'm working on right now is a comprehensive easement for Glen Helen Nature Preserve.
Now, what does that mean? When we say easement, it's a term that always has. Don't think I fully understand.
Yeah, people know about utility easements.
Right.
You know, the gas company maybe has access to a bit of your land for a pipeline or something like that. In this case, it's a conservation easement, which means that permanently, if you choose to put this on your land, you have the land trust as a sort of silent partner, mostly silent, making sure that those conservation conditions that you want to protect are protected over time. And it actually can be purchased or can be donated, this easement. The easement document is recorded at the county courthouse, just like any deed would be. and it travels with the land. Hmm. So you can sell your land. You can do a big variety of things with your land. Most people who have an easement on their property live on it. They can farm it in a variety of ways. There may be some areas where it's not a good idea to farm because it's too environmentally sensitive. You've got a wetland area. And in that case, those areas are preserved basically as they are. And as they are as good habitat for different sorts of aquatic life.
We've had – recently I've been working with the Rivers Unlimited people, the people that were involved with the Beaver Creek wetlands.
Oh, yeah.
And all that. It's just been so gratifying and satisfying to recognize that there are people and we as a community are kind of on this. Right. Again, it's the Tecumseh Land Trust's annual – it's not just a silent but also a live auction a week from Friday. That's September 21st in Springfield. Tell us about some of the exciting possible winnings that you could bring with you.
Mike Brown's going to be back again. He is a for real auctioneer down from Jamestown and just a hoot. I'm hoping his wife Nova can come up with him this year because she's just as much fun as he is. And and he's got his spotters. And I mean, it's funny. I think the city people might be a little intimidated at first if they haven't been to land auctions or something. But
sure.
but it's we won't make any mistakes with pulling your ear or anything. We got some very expensive seed corn once again, which for the farmers is a big old deal, you know, and it's kind of nice because they're going to be planting again next year anyhow,
right.
And the money's going to go to the land trust.
Oh, nice.
We got some sweet corn. We have got an item that was such a hit last year, a combine ride.
Do you get to steer?
Yeah, I'm kidding.
I want to steer a combine before I die.
I better give my farmer a call here just to make sure. Maybe your second trip.
During
actual
farming, or is it just a vanity
actual
ride?
At harvest time.
I love
And one of the winners last year, it actually ended up selling twice, which wasn't the plan to begin with. But
that was generous.
The runner up wanted it so bad, the farmer generously said, "Sure."
Nice.
But he said it was like a yacht. The guy that got this ride is a boater. And he said it was like a yacht through an ocean of corn. And, oh, geez, that was a wonderful thing. There's a lot of things that bring people together that are probably my favorite items. We are going to have a Wins owner's dinner once again.
Was that when they'll come to your home?
Mary Kay and Kim.
Wins?
Well, this is going to be at Whitehall. At the Whitehall Mansion.
So nice.
I got another dinner this year I am really excited about. My neighbors, Michael and Anita Brown, are going to do a dinner right there on Xenia Avenue in Yellow Springs. He is trained as a chef and is now a wine salesman.
Perfect combination.
Absolutely expert. And their home is so beautiful. They just keep doing things in the garden. And I don't know if she's a decorator or they just have got this incredible sense about food and design and everything. That's very exciting.
So some nice sort of focuses on food as far as some of the items that will be available. And again, all these proceeds benefit the Tecumseh Land Trust. And there's more information right now and always at TecumsehLandTrust.org. But not just the items for business, but the catering, the food that you'll be having for the patrons to enjoy.
Yeah, we get Current Cuisine is helping us again, and they keep coming up with a little something different. We've also got some of our local food vendors from our Springfield Farmers Market. They are going to offer tastings.
Nice.
And, we're real excited about that. That's one of the opportunities we have with the Land Trust to give people exposure to local farm visits, local food, just a little something different. In fact, lucky people even get a pawpaw now and then.
You,
Nikki,
Krista, I'm almost ashamed. I was tempted to not actually admit, but I'm going to, that I have never tasted a pawpaw.
Well, see, this is the thing. I love this job. I get to have this great food. This is my second stash of pawpaws that have just been delivered to me.
So there's two. There's a really small one and a large one, and you brought a leaf.
And a leaf as well. This is, courtesy of George Beery, who's a land manager.
Thanks,
at the
George.
Glen. And, it's just a very ephemeral fruit, our only native fruit. And I've got one that's ready to eat today, and one will be ready to eat probably tomorrow. And I'm sure you'll share it with everybody around here.
I'm not talking to these people until those pawpaws are gone. I can't wait to taste it.
Oh, man. Well, some of the the tours, I absolutely think the tours that we have at the auction are the best thing, because the people and the knowledge that they have is just so exciting. And that's what makes our events unique, period, I think.
There's I see a quilt, a gorgeous handmade quilt, colonial dinner for six, vacation week at South Carolina Beach House, football tickets, four tickets to OSU versus Nebraska, eight bags of Pioneer corn, a donor Pioneer hybrid. Check it out. Invasive species removal. What a nice variety, a nice cross-section. And people come forward and donate these things because they believe in this great mission.
It's amazing. We just keep making friends, and I just love that. It's been a big day for us, you know, because we got, or a big year for us, because we got Clean Ohio funding going again.
And tell us about the significance of that.
Well, this is a very important ballot initiative that was passed the second time by the voters of Ohio in 2008. And it makes money available to purchase these permanent conservation easements on farmland, on open and natural land, for trails, and then also for cleanup of the brownfields in the cities so that they can be used again.
Oh,
so
really? So there's urban consideration as well.
That's a part of it. And we don't do that part of it.
But still.
Springfield has used a lot of that money.
Oh,
and Dayton
nice.
Has gotten some as well. So it's really been a good year. Our legislators came together. Chris Widener in the Senate and then our representatives really did take a lot of leadership to get the bonds back in place again. And it's sort of this is a tough financial time, but this is an investment.
It is an investment. And we think about what we can accomplish with our combined energies, our combined resource, our combined monies, really the payoff, the magnifying sort of radiation of it is much greater. It's just a huge good use of our efforts.
It really is. And I mean, what we do, of course, we're a private nonprofit. Two-thirds of our income is from memberships and these fundraising events.
And this is a big one for you. So if you
it's
not
the
just,
biggest.
Not
yep.
just is this a great event, but it's also a great event with the notion that every dollar that you spend there, every your admission price, the whole ball of wax, all benefits sort of all of us in a general way, and even more so, we're looking down the road for our grandkids, and so far beyond. So it's one of those all wins. It's wall-to-wall win, Krista.
Hey, check out our sponsors online. It is wonderful. I mean, we have got a couple great seed and input companies that the farmers work with. We've got Pentaflex located in Springfield. We've got Orion Organics. I mean, the variety of people that come together so that it does make the auction goers' money go all towards conservation. It's just a fabulous effort.
If you'd like to find out more, and I highly recommend that you do, it's TecumsehLandTrust.org. That's their main page, and there's a link there to the auction and some of the items and to your purchasing tickets as well. Again, that's TecumsehLandTrust.org. Krista McGaugh, it's just always a pleasure. Thanks for keeping us posted.
Absolutely. It's always a pleasure for me, too. Anytime.
We'll get up to a little fun, all right?
All right.